Title: Supreme Court sides with Booking.com, generic.com. Trademarks not necessarily generic. Content: On June 30th, the Supreme Court issued an 8-1 holding in U.S. Patent and Trademark Office v. Booking.com BV, finding that whether a generic.com mark qualifies for trademark protection depends on its ability to act as a source identifier to consumers. In other words, a generic.com mark may or may not actually be generic. Adding .com to an otherwise generic and unregisterable mark does not automatically affect whether the mark qualifies for trademark protection. To be protected under the Lanham Act, a mark must be distinctive. As such, generic terms alone cannot be protected as trademarks. These terms are not distinctive because they merely identify categories of goods or services, e.g., wine, and thus should remain available to all competitors to describe their goods or services. Generic terms differ from descriptive terms, which, though not inherently distinctive, may be protectable if they have acquired secondary meaning. 1. Descriptive terms refer to attributes of goods or services, e.g., red or dry, as opposed to naming a class of goods. Avoiding genericism is often a struggle for large, well-known brands, industry leaders, and small applicants alike, since marks which identify a company's goods or services are helpful in attracting consumers. So, can you avoid a generic rejection by adding .com to your otherwise generic mark? Well, it depends. Case background: in 2011 and 2012, the USPTO rejected 4 trademark applications for Booking.com, filed by the travel and hotel booking company, Booking.com. The trademark examining attorney determined the marks were not protectable because they were generic, or alternately, descriptive but lacking secondary meaning. The Trademark Trial and Appeal Board affirmed this decision. Booking.com then took the battle to the federal courts, where the Eastern District of Virginia found Booking.com was entitled to trademark protection. 2. On appeal to the Fourth Circuit, the USPTO took a hardline stance that adding .com to an otherwise generic mark could never create a non-generic mark and should always be rejected. The circuit rejected this argument and affirmed the district court, holding that a generic.com mark may indicate the source of the goods or services to the public, and therefore is not automatically ineligible for trademark protection. Following the Fourth Circuit's decision in 2019, the USPTO filed for cert with the Supreme Court. The office argued that other circuit courts had issued holdings opposite that of the Fourth Circuit and urged the Supreme Court to resolve the split and make generic.com marks automatically generic. According to the office, a .com suffix is no different than any other corporate indicator, like Inc. or Company. Thus, there is no reason that a .com suffix could ever save an otherwise generic mark. According to Booking.com, though, the question of genericism is one for the fact finder. Though the district court found Booking.com acted as a source identifier to consumers, other generic.com marks may not. The key question, Booking.com argued, is not whether the parts of the mark are generic, but whether the mark as a whole is generic. The holding Justice Ginsburg, writing for a 7-justice majority, sided with Booking.com in rejecting the USPTO's bright-line rule. The court held that a generic.com mark is protectable when the mark as a whole signifies a specific brand to consumers as opposed to an entire class of goods or services. Thus, because Booking.com was able to establish to the courts below that Booking.com was not generic, that holding should stand. Specifically, the court emphasized 2 guiding principles in reaching its decision. First, generic terms, as discussed above, refer to a class of goods. Second, in determining whether a mark is sufficiently distinctive to qualify for trademark protection, the mark must be considered as a whole. A mark that includes a generic term is not per se generic, e.g., Apple. Booking.com does not signify a class of goods. Consumers would not describe another site offering similar services, such as Travelocity, as a Booking.com, therefore, Booking.com is not generic. Additionally, to consumers, Booking.com acts as a source identifier because it signifies a specific provider of hotel reservation services. The fact that Booking.com includes the generic term Booking.com